we're honored to have you. And we trust that that the Lord will richly bless you in this service here this morning. I've shared with you one time before about the old gentleman. He was an older guy. He was white-headed, sitting on the front seat of the church. And when the preacher started preaching, he talked about those gray-haired men. And he thought within himself, well, he could be talking about me. The preacher went a little bit farther and he said these old gray-haired men. And he thought within himself, a good possibility that he's talking to me. Then he said, when he called my name, I knew he was talking to me. So this morning, don't look around. It could be that I'm talking to you. I know it'll be okay, but I'm going to ask you something before we begin. Have you ever talked to someone and when you got through, you was confused? I mean, you felt like they wanted to tell you something, but they never got around to it. And the more you talked, the more confused you got. I've been in services like that. I didn't know whether the preacher was for it or against it. But this morning, if you would allow me to preach gun barrel straight. If you would allow me this morning for just a little bit to I'm looking for the word to just speak the truth. You know, I found out many years ago that the truth will set you free, but it will hurt your feelings. My goal this morning is to help you to get free, even if it hurts your feelings. So this morning, I'm just going to just be gun barrel straight. No use beating around the bush unless the bush is on fire. Proverbs 23 and 22, it says, buy the truth and sell it not. Buy the truth and sell it not. I will begin this morning by saying that as I have gotten older, I have reevaluated everything in my life. And I have come to this conclusion. And the conclusion is this: I will not sell the truth. I will not sell the truth. The truth will set you free when you know the truth. So it's important that we know what truth is. Could it be that many people in our generation today doesn't know what truth is? I would begin by saying this morning, you can hate me for what I preach, but I would go on record this morning saying that I'm too old to change. I refuse to sell out my inheritance. Can I say that once again? I refuse to sell out my inheritance. Now, if I was somewhere else preaching this morning, I would say this. Well, you can say that, well, if that's the way he feels, then I won't give my tithes. I won't give in offerings. Because I don't really like what that preacher stands for. Now, I said that if I was preaching somewhere else, so don't get offended. I want to go directly to the point this morning and say, your money can't make me talk. And your money can keep me quiet. Can I say it one more time? Your money can't make me talk, and your money can't keep me quiet. Can I declare before you this morning that this pulpit is not for sale? I have very strong convictions concerning the pulpit. Probably convictions that many of you don't even realize that I have. You see, the pulpit is in the center of the stage. It's not to the right, and it's not to the left. It's in the center of the stage. Many of you have saw me come to the pulpit after they had moved it for a drama. And you have saw me as I would stand behind the pulpit doing stuff like that. Making sure that the pulpit was in the center of the stage. You see, this is big to me. Why? Because the pulpit is a place of truth. We don't compromise to the right or to the left. We go down the middle of the road. We preach what thus saith the Lord. We preach truth, and this pulpit is not for sale. Now, that's easy for me to say at the Fort Payne Family Worship Center. But can I tell you that many preachers have sold out? Because they're not able to stand in the center where the pulpit is and open their Bibles and preach what thus saith the Lord. There's a generation that wants somebody to motivate them. Somebody to tickle their ears. Well, somebody to preach, make them feel good. It might be that we don't need to feel good. This pulpit is not for sale. This stage is not for sale. I believe that God is raising up. Listen to what I'm fixing to say. I believe that God is raising up some men like Daniel who will refuse to allow money to be their motivation. Time wouldn't allow me to go back when I started years ago. But I will tell you this. I preach the same gospel without money as I preach today with money. Money is not my motivation. Matter of fact, I'd quit work if my wife would quit eating. Now, I said all of this to say this. Many preachers and pastors have sold out. They don't preach about the blood anymore. I come to tell you that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. Thank God for the blood. The blood that washes away all of my sins. If you stay around the family worship center very long, you're going to hear the gospel preached. And you're going to hear about the blood. Many pastors and preachers have sold out. They don't preach about the Holy Spirit. I'm here to tell you this morning that you're saved because the Holy Spirit convicted you and drawed you in. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. We're the vessel of the Holy Spirit. He indwells this temple. The Holy Ghost is power, power for service. Many preachers today don't preach on sin. Can I preach there a little bit? They might tiptoe around it occasionally, but, you know, we're not going to name anything or nothing like that. But what I'm saying, they have sold out. Many pastors won't touch the subject of gay marriage. They won't touch the subject of fornication and adultery. And God forbid that they get political and say anything about abortion. There was a time that you went to the polls and you just voted your convictions and who you thought would do the best job. But now in this generation that we live in, you better do your homework. No matter what party they're with, you better know where they stand on these issues that I'm talking about here this morning. The list goes on. So many things that pastors and preachers won't touch. I still believe that a marriage is between a man and a woman. I may be old, but this Bible still stands true today. Let me go on record this morning by saying that we at the Family Worship Center, we're not for sale. We got some good men of God that serve with me and we serve together. Brother Gary, one of our pastors. We're not for sale. Our leadership is not for sale. If we have to stand alone, I want to proclaim to the very last breath that I have, we will not sell out. You can buy a for sale sign any size about it you want. But have you ever tried to buy a not for sale sign? You got to make them. If I could have bought one, I would have bought one and put it on the podium here this morning. You cannot find a not for sale sign. Everything's for sale. But we're not for sale. We have awesome Sunday school teachers here at the Family Worship Center. Coach doing an awesome job. Roy Jones, I want to tell you, awesome job. They're not for sale. Now I'm going to lose some of you here, but just stay with me. The church is in trouble. Oh, Lord. What's going on down there at that? Pastor, you ain't told me nothing about any kind of problem. And Lord have mercy, I want to tell you, we have an awesome group of people. I'm talking about awesome. I mean, you can't beat them. If I could find something better, I'd go. You can't find nothing better than what we have here at the Family Worship Center. But I'm talking about the church in general. The church in general is in trouble. It affects us. This week, the leaders of the United Methodist Church, the second largest Protestant denomination, voted on whether or not to allow same-sex marriage and to allow them to be ordained as clergy. I'm going to say it one more time. The church is in trouble. It was called the One Church Plan. And please understand this morning that there's good people in all denominations. One leader who was for it said, this will allow us to love one another and stay together. Another one who opposed it said, it is better to be divided by truth than to be united by error. I go with this one. Pastor from Virginia at the conference encouraged delegates to support the plan because it would allow churches to hold different beliefs and be together and strong. Can I say it one more time? The church is in trouble. And I want to go a step farther with this. It would have even came up for a vote if they hadn't been people who wanted it. So what are you saying? I'm saying the church is in trouble because the church is already split before they even voted. Oh, are you listening to me? The church is in trouble. You see, when we come into the house of God, we have one thing in common. We believe the Word of God, the truth. It will stand when the world is on fire, this Word. We're united in that. Amen? Well, glory. So the church is already split before they even make a vote. Now, when I say the church is in trouble, look at the abortion issue. Do you realize that many churches and many pastors will not even address the issue? This week, they couldn't even get a bill passed to give a baby that was born medical care that came through the abortion and made it through. In other words, let that baby die. No medical care. Couldn't even get a bill passed. That's a slap in the face of America. The church is in trouble. It don't matter whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, or whatever you are, you ought to have been able to walk in there and voted to give that baby the medical care that that baby needs. Church is in trouble. This week, we saw a church serving beer to lure people in. I've already found a place to put it. The church is in trouble. A couple of weeks ago, a pastor lost his job because he put something on a sign that was truth. But he was fired. You see, they may fire you, but you got to stand true to the one that called you. Because when I stand before God, I'm not going to stand before Him with you by my side. I'm going to stand before God myself. Money can't buy me. The church is in trouble. But I believe that God is raising up a generation that's going to stand for truth, and they're not going to sell the truth. There's so much that's going through my mind, and I'm trying to make sure that I cover it, but not hold you hostage. I was told that the rain would get here at 11 and leave at 4. You're going to get wet if I dismiss you now. I can hold you to 4, and you won't even have to have an umbrella. But I won't. Over the last few decades, America has seen the destruction of the institution of marriage between a man and a woman. We've had ministrations that wouldn't stand for anything moral. Some of the places that you would go, you had to take a double check to see where you was going in the men's bathroom or whatever bathroom. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. And I said a few services ago, and I'm going to say it again, what is happening in America today is disgusting. It's unbelievable. I can't believe how things have begun to snowball. The snowball effect. New York legalizing the murder, disassemblement of a full developed baby. My mind can't even comprehend this. In America, 40 to 50 million babies are murdered a year because our politicians won't vote to protect them. It's a slap in the face. 125,000 a day, and preachers are being silent. Not me. Somebody's got to stand up. Somebody's got to preach truth. Somebody's got to be willing to say, I'm not for sale. I will not sell the truth. You see, this is an indictment against America. It's an indictment against our pulpits. Every pulpit should preach against abortion. Amen. If that pastor believes the Word of God and stands for the Word of God, then somewhere in that year, you're going to have to touch on this. And I've said this, and I'm going to say it again. Silence from the pulpit speaks volumes. I don't want you to wonder where I stand. I want you to know where I stand. As a church, we share in the spiritual health of our nation. Now's not the time for the church to be quiet and to be silent. Oh, I don't like to... Oh, God, Lord, I'd like to throw a wet sock at you. I don't like to get involved, and I see it on Facebook all the time. Don't like to get involved in political things. If you stand for this Bible, you'll have to get involved. Amen? Let me go on record saying that I'm not looking for a party to join. I said, I'm not looking for a party to join. You want to know what I am? I'm as independent as I can be. The truth is, I'm a Christian. Born again, washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Believe in the Word of God. Stand for the Word of God. I'm not looking for a party that I can join. I'm looking for a party that will join me in proclaiming the Word and standing on the Word, that will stand for what this Word says. Many are selling out. Many pastors have become nothing more than motivational speakers. Oh, help me, Jesus. Run to come to the piano. Would it make me look better? Pastor, thank you, sis. My hair looked good. But many preachers have become nothing more than motivational speakers. They know how to do it. But God is wanting us to be preachers of righteousness. Many people Nathan, what do I do about that when I tell her and she don't listen? I have to do it again. Do I still pray for me? Many are shocked that certain politicians that are unapologetic promoting the act of killing children, even who survive abortion, no medical care. But can I say, I'm disgusted, I'm grieved, I'm enraged, but I'm not shocked. Because the Bible says in the last days, perilous times would come. Dangerous times would come. When we as a nation sell the truth, then nothing shocks me. Many people don't even know what truth is. But I'm here to tell you that I'm not for sale. I will not compromise my beliefs. I will not compromise what the Word of God says. If you stay here long enough, you're going to hear it from Genesis to Revelations. Amen. I might even preach from the cover, Holy Bible. If you could stay here long enough. But I'm going to ask you to do something here this morning. I'm going to ask you to be bold. I'm going to ask you to really be bold. And I want you to think about it before you stand. If you have made up your mind that you're not going to sell the truth, if you've made up your mind that you're not for sale, if you made up your mind you're going to stand for what the Word of God says regardless, I want you to stand in front of God and make that commitment this morning. Naboth had a vineyard, fruitful vineyard. Ahab wanted that vineyard. That vineyard, it was even right next to Ahab's house. The most logical thing for him to do is to sell it to Ahab because it was the convenient thing for him. Ahab wanted to take a fruitful garden and he wanted to turn it into a garden of herbs. A garden that produced life. But Naboth said, God forbid that I sell my inheritance. And if I don't, you can check me and see, but I believe it even says my father's with S. In other words, not just his father, but father, ancestors, back and back. And that this vineyard had been handed down from generation to generation. Can I tell you, just like Naboth, the convenient thing to do is get to sell it to Ahab because it's right beside of his place. Sometimes the convenient thing to do is not the right thing. And Naboth was tempted, I'm sure, because Ahab said, I will give you a better one. I'll give you the worth of it in money. But I'm here to tell you, Naboth said, God forbid that I sell my inheritance that was handed down from generation to generation. I feel the same way. The same God my granddaddy served, amen, is the same God I served. And I have an inheritance that's been handed down. I'm going to stand true to the Word of God. Demas forsook Paul. And I know you've read the story. And that's what's happening. People are selling out. Demas, long as he was in the spotlight, everything was fine. But he got out of the spotlight and he's in prison. He sold out. He wouldn't follow him no more. And I'm here to tell somebody this morning that if you will not stand when everything's good, I mean, you'll stand when everything's good. I don't know how you're going to stand when everything is not good. See, that's the true story right there. What are you going to do if they cut this and cut that? If you'll just believe this or you'll just do this? Will you still stand? Will you? Amen. I believe you will. As you slip up those hands and we're going to pray, Father, help us this day. Help us to stand for your truth. And help us to never, never, never sell out. In Jesus' name I pray. If there's anyone that needs prayer, I'll give you this opportunity.